So there's no wool there. Very nice voice. And you pick up the kisa, it's called tiltum and atzan, and the wool falls off it. But you see the wool itself is muksa. Trashy little at a kisa, alma bahanef to tomin, even though you use the wool now to make katamona put around your path, nami kosta tutule. Still we say tos to make a tilta with it. Eloi de kisa. The only answer is to touch that's called tiltum and atzan. You have to pick up the cover of the pot. The cover is not muksa. And by picking up the cover, then the wool falls off by itself. But to touch the wool itself about it is muksa. Elazat Gemara Yitma Achitma. If you meant to say aloha about the wool, this is aloha. Omar Rova. When do we say the wool is still called muksa? If you didn't set it aside, then from now on you can use it for atmona. If you set it aside, yadach, before Shabbos, you're going to use this wool now to cover up pots. Metalka noison, then shita has the shame kli, and it's allowed to touch it. Then on Shabbos, then it's not called muksa. Rashi yachton latmon liyelam. Rashi chiddush. And yichud means doylam. As far as you're concerned now, this wool has no other use for you. You're not going to use the wool to make clothing anymore. You're going to miyachad this wool loylam to use for atmonam. So the wool now gets a shame kli. It's usable to cover up the pot of soup for you. Therefore, it's mutter. Itmanami ki yosi rovin amar Rabbi Yaakov. Omar Abasi ben Shol, Omar Rebbe, Loishonu elosh loyachton latmona. When does the Mishnah say this wool, even though you used it for atmona, still remain muksa if you didn't set it aside for that purpose? Aloyachton latmona, if you set it aside for the purpose of making atmona with this wool, is matat lenoison. Then the wool is not muksa and you're allowed to use it. Shrashi, Ravina, that's right. Ravina, Omar Ravina says, Bishal hefsik shonu. I'll tell you, no, there's no stereo. That really Gizei Tzemer itself is not muksa. Even if you didn't make Atmona, still it's not muksa. But the Mishnah that says it's muksa, Tom Bavu Shal Hefsik Shonu. Hefsik is different, that wool is muksa. The Drashi Ravin Oma, Liyerlam Kidagoma Rova, could be like Rova says, in Toman Ben Mutter, if you made Atmona with it once, even though you weren't Miyachlet for this purpose, but since you used the wool once to use it for Atmona wrap around your pot, automatically the wool is not muksa anymore. Is mutla tautlon. The command the yachtel hochi. His wool is not that choshev. If you use it one time, it's considered as if it's set aside not to be used for other purposes than sewing the godim. It's used for atmona, to cover it clean. The Rava, lava masnisim kor, Rava's not going on our Mishnah. The masnisim, now that our Mishnah says, even though you made atmona, you use the wool to cover the kli, still it's muksa. Our Mishnah is talking about a special type of wool. The gizan shall hefsik. The vade osir liachzirin misham liachtel lakach. This type of wool, hefsik, Yizich is going to use later to make begodim with. It's too choshev to use just to wrap around like a shmata, to wrap around the pot. Yizich is still muksa. What is hefsik, Rashi? Maroch, a long sheet. Gedoyla, she'orchin o'mashiv like tzoysin l'schayra. A long sheet of wool that's aimed to set aside to sell. It's not much worth $100. So this the choshev, a piece of wool, even though this Shabbos you use it for atmana, you use it for shmata to wrap around your pad, the zikha svar, you're not going to keep it that way. Zikha after Shabbos, you'll take it right back again and use this choshev of wool. But it's only called hefsik, a long strip of wool. That's very choshev. The rest is, the schorish, a kur, and tash, bein shal begod, bein shal tzemer, bein shal chagov, and bosom luach. It's a very big piece. A very big piece is choshev, that remains muksum. But if it's not a very big piece of wool, a bee used it one time for atmonam, since it's not so choshev, it remains a shame kli on it, and it's not called muksum. Ratanya nam yochi avarayi for this. Gizei tzemer, shall hefstik. Or if you have pieces of wool, dafka shall hefstik, this long piece of wool, then the locher is ain't metautle noisun. Then you can't be metautle. Or the miskino balabayas l'shtamish ben, but the balabas made this long piece of wool, he was masakin it, he made something into it, that now could be used the way it is, he's going to use it as a shmato, use it as a pillow, he made it to be used for something, then metautle noisun. Then avadi lada use it. It's not aimed anymore to make the godin with, to sew it up, to make it beggar with, it's aimed the balabas made it for new use. He's going to use this wool now to sit on, to do things with it. So rather than has a shenkli, it's not called muksa. But you have a raya though that what's the muksa of tzemer? Only this big chush of a tzemer called a hefsik. Shrashi, Tona, Rabba Bar Bachona, Kai made the Rav. Rabba Bachona said, look in front of Rav. Charuya Shodekel. Charuya Shodekel, that's palm trees. The branches are lulavs. A lulav is called Charuya Shodekel. Shrashi Anovim Koshim, the hard leaves of a palm tree. Kates, it's like a piece of wood. Kishukshu, Shedore Shalulavim, the shedra, the middle part of the lulav. v'naflu olin shalhem korulin charuyis. Now, when the lulav opens up and it becomes spread apart, the leaves that come apart, that's called the charuyis. So charuyis shodekel. It's a lulav that fell off a tree. Shegoid relates them. If you collected them to use for wood, shedrash shegoid them. The kitas mit kitas tamarim kori gedira. Either when you cut down the lulavs. Rosh, you collected them together. If you collected them for wood, leitzim, and usually leitzim means to burn. You have to have fire. So you collected this wood to use for firewood. So churas muksa, since you can't burn on Shabbos, if you have the lulavs, that's miyuchet, to use for firewood, it's muksa on Shabbos. So nimnach alayim l'yeshiva. Now you decide to use it to sit on. You decide to use that for your chair. It is alocha tzorach lichshir. It doesn't help Friday. You have das now to use this lulav for chair. Just with das alone is not enough. Since matchila, when you cut them down, you had das to use it for firewood, it was chal din muksa on it. To get the din muksa off, it's not enough chen machshavam, you have to do a maisa. Tzorach lichshir. You also have to tie them together. Shrashi tzorach lichshir, lekoshrim yachin aboy yoin. Friday, you have to tie the leaves together. Loichia, to do a maisa, to show us, shel yeshiva oimdim. That now these lulavs are oimed to sit on. The yim loikoshim, if you didn't do a maisa of tying them up before Shabbos, yachad, osla tautlum, lomachor. Loiheve yichad machshava. He also stands setting something aside with your machshava, that's not enough. It's only enough if you do a maisa to it. We have Shimon Gamliel, man, name, ain't tzorach liksher. Man, he also, you don't have to make a maisa. Aviyah had das before Shabbos. This lulavs, these branches, you don't want to use anymore for firewood. You want to use it now on Shabbos to sit on with machshav alone. You make it ois muksa. It's enough just to have das to use it. Shrashi akol pish lechishav aleim. That's why I did. In kashim, the marhu tani lavu amulah halacha kashim megamliel. That we pass like kashim megamliel. So you don't have to do a maisa. Avi you have a machshava to miyachrit for the purpose of use is not called muksa. That's why before also this tzemer. We're saying tzemer, avi you set it aside to use for atzmona, it's not called muksa. Even though you didn't do a maisa atzmona yet, just that you miyachet for atzmona, it's enough. Like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, you don't have to do a maisa, avi you had das to miyachet here, the leaves to sit on, or before the wool also to use for a type of clay the way it is, it's not called muksa anymore. Itma. Rav Amar Kosher. Rav holds no, you have to tie it up. This lulavs, it's not enough to have das before Shabbos. You have to do a ma'aser to it. Shmuel Amar Kosher. Shmuel says no, it's not machshava. Habi before Shabbos, you have das to use the lulavs. It's called the kli, it's not muksa. Rav Asi Amar Yoshev. If you sat on them before Shabbos, afal pish lekisher. The afal pish lekisher. Even though you didn't tie it up, or you didn't even have machshava to be miyachrit loylum, habi you sat on it one time, that's enough. Rav says what you have to tie it up. That's like the Tanakhama we had before. That when is the charuyas, the leaves, ois muksa, only if you did a maisa to it. Without a maisa, still remains muksa. O Shmuel that says chishev, if you just think about it, nami hu diyamik Hashem Gamliel. He also has a Tana. Hashem Gamliel says, even though you didn't tie up the leaves, Abi, you thought about it before Shabbat and sit on it, that's enough. El Ravasi diyamik Kaman. Where does Ravasi have his nushita? Ravasi knows what happened. You have these leaves, these branches that fell off the tree. Metchili, you collected the branches to use for firewood. As firewood is muksa. Now, you weren't miyachrit yet to use it now only for yeshiva. You didn't have so much das. Yeah, and you didn't tie it up. So what did you do? You just sat down one time. Before Shabbos once, you sat down on it. Who's such a straw like that? The fact you sat down once makes rice muksa. You sat down once, good. You'll get up, and later you'll start burning with it again. So still called the klisha. I mean, liyisr. Who says this makes rice muksa? And the Gemara who the Yom HaKai Tanya. He has a Tanya like that also. The Tanya. Yoitzen bitkurin uvitzipe. You're allowed to walk out with these type of bandages. You're allowed to walk out with them on Shabbos. So Trashi, the Kurin, Pishtin Sora, combed out flax, Shinois Nalamaka, used to put up to have a wound. So instead of a band-aid, you put this flax on top of the wound. Rels Pitsipe Tsemer, type of wool. Manufa, it's also combed out wool. Hanit Nalamaka, you have a wound, you put this on top of the maka. Is you allowed to go out with them on Shabbos? Bisman Shetsov and Beshemin. If you put oil into it before Shabbos, then it's mutter. So Rashi Bizman Shetov and Beshemin. Goli Daite de Lamake Kaimi. Since you put Shemin in this flax, you show this flax now is only to be used for this makim. Lamich and a letter, put on top of the makim is Shabbos. Now I Rashi Bavorns, you can't do Rufu on Shabbos. This bandage is not for refuah. It's just to protect the makeh that your clothing shouldn't hit it. That's that to put a bandage on Shabbos. You're not healing the wound. You're just protecting it, and nothing should hit the wound. That's not called refuah. That's my kosei. They have a like a malbush, and a blaze like a malbush, a bandage like a malbush. The Alma. If he didn't dip it into oil before Shabbos, the law of Malbush, they know it's a piece of flax, a piece of wool. It's not called a Malbush here. Since it's called a piece of flax, it's not a Malbush, it's not a beggar, you're not allowed to put it on yourself on Shabbos. You stand, throw some wool over you on Shabbos and walk outside, you'll be chayiv. It's called a Maisoi Tso, it's not called a beggar. But here, if you put oil into these wool, you made it golden dye, you want to use it for a beggar. The Korchon Bir Mashiach was tied around with a string. Lights of Meshem, he didn't dip it into oil, but like Koch Meshich, he didn't tie it around with a piece of string, and Yosem Behem. V'yim Yotza Behem Shoachas Abayjoin. But Lui Tzuyi, without doing these, dipping it into oil, or without putting a string around this piece of flax or wool, you used it one time, you used it as a bandit, one time you went outside with it, Apal Pisha, Lights of Koch Meshich, Mutta Lotzes Behem. So you see this Shita. Even though you didn't have das to miyachad lekach, you didn't dip it into oil, or you didn't tie it around with a mashiach yet, but Avi, you used it one time on the weekday as this purpose of protecting your wound, automatically gets the shame begged by using it one time, the muksa goes off, you're allowed to use it. So Rav Asi calls it this mandiyama, the biggest kula. You don't have to do a maisa, you don't have to be miyachad loilam, Avi, you used it for your own purpose one time in the middle of the weekday, that makes it a muksa. Halacha, we'll speak about tomorrow. Exactly how we pass it, we'll see. Here, that new number of holding. Yeah. So the shaila again about making something ois muksa. You have something that was muksa. Question: what do you have to do to make it ois muksa? There were three shittos. Either you have to be mekashra, tied together. The case we have these branches that fell off the tree, and you collected them for burning wood. So that's muksa. Now you want to change your mind to use it to sit on. So one man the yama says you have to tie them together. One man the yama says you have to be miyachadit, loyalam to use for sitting. And one man the yama says just if you do a mice alone, just you sat down once before Shabbos, that's enough. Samar is saying the middle. It was El Rav Asi, the Yom HaKaman. Who's Rav Asi, the last Shita, that says it's enough if you sat down one time? Or who the Yom HaKiyaitana? The time you yoytsim bethkurin of a tzipe. You let it go out with a type of band-aids. Bizman shetzovim b'shemen. If you stuck it into, you dipped it into oil beforehand. V'korchim b'mashiach, you tied it around with a string. Loytsovim b'shemen, you didn't dip it into oil. V'lekorchim b'mashiach, you didn't tie it around with a string. And yoytsim b'hem. Because they're not called a beged yet, it's just a piece of a shmata. It's a must if you carry it out. So the bright though, him yotza mehem shoachat mevoy yoim. But if you used it one time on Friday yet, you used this band-aid, this shmata for a band-aid, so you showed now you want to use this for a beged, for a band-aid, afal pish leitzavon, even though you didn't do a maisa, you didn't dip it into oil. But like korchim mashiach, you didn't tie it around with a string. Still muta lotzes ben. You let it go out with it on Shabbos. So you see, as long as you used it one time in the weekday, l'shem malvish, it makes it ois muksa. Om Rav Ashi, afana naimetanina, we also have a raya for this. Another case like this, the fact you used it once in the middle of the week, that makes it ois muksa, no more muksa. Hakash shagabi amita, you have a bed, and you have straw on top of the bed. Now usually straw is muksa, straw is oimed to burn with, it's muksa. So by accident you put the straw on top of the bed before Shabbos, and now it comes Friday night, Shabbos night, you want to sleep on the bed, but the straw, what's the Yetzer? Is lo yinanenu biyodo. You're not allowed to move the straw off the bed with your hands. Since the straw is muksa, you can't touch it. Rashi kash, stoma latina, usually straw you use to make cement with it, you use it for. Koyla levainim, to make bricks. Or liasok, or else to burn with it. O muksu, therefore it lies muksa. V'yim hoye nosun al hamita, and if the straw now was put on top of the bed, v'loy lishkov olov, you didn't sleep on the bed yet. Obo b'shabbos, lishkov olov, now on Shabbos you wanna sleep on this bed, v'utzrach l'naneyum, u'lishoyt chol l'shchiva. Now Rashi's about warning, l'chura, what's wrong if you have straw on top of your bed, just lie down on top of the straw. Halacha is muksa, you're allowed to touch muksa, as long as you don't move the muksa. So you have straw on top of your bed, so what's the filach? Lie down on top of the straw. The Torah says the straw is like piled up in the middle of your bed. So your Pasha can't sleep on top of it. You have to move the straw around all over the bed to make it, you can lie down. So how do you move the straw around on your bed? With your hands, you can't touch the straw. The straw is muksa. Since it's muksa, you can't touch it. It's not to be metaltli. Now what's the yetzer? Zokta breisa avamananeya begufoy. But you let him move it around with your body. Just let your body lie down on top of you, move it around with your body, that's mutta. So drash avamananeya shabagufoy, begufoy kalachayad. That's called kalachayad, and you let it touch muksa. So lalocha, there's a big shayla. Lalocha, there are some sheets that learn out from this gemara, any muksa there is, you're allowed to touch it on Shabbat to move it. Kalacha yad means docha begufa. Means that you don't use your fingers, you don't use your hands. If you use your elbow, or you use your feet, or you use your body to move muksa, that's mutter. Muksa is only offered to touch it. V'derech totuloi means use your hands, to move it with your hands, or the back in your hand. That's called kalacha yad. That's also certain times. Where you kick it with your foot, or you move it with your elbow, that's called like here, mananeya begufa. You can move it with the rest of your goof, and it's mutter to touch muksa. The Mishnah Berurah passes like this also. There are some Rishonim though that learn this Gemara as a new Heta though. It's not the allowed to touch Muksa Begufoy. It's called Derech Shchiva. You're allowed to lie down in your bed on Shabbos. And while you're lying down, you're moving the straw around. It's not called the Tiltal of Muksa. It's called you're like lying on your bed. I think the Ramban says like this. It's called Derech Shchiva. That's the way you lie down on your bed. You're moving the straw. Mashenke lo yitzu, you have some muksa on the floor, and you want to start moving to the side, but this pshat, there wouldn't even be yet to doch begufoin to kick it with your foot. That's what some say. I think Ramosha says chiddush. Ramosha is machmi. He says, Metchila, you shouldn't move muksa doch begufa with your foot. Just if it's natik, if it's a tzarech, you could be makom. If there's a big purpose involved to move the muksa, then you could be makom a dishit. This learn pshat now what Gemara is. As long as you're not touching the muksa with your fingers, with your hand, you're moving with your elbow, the rest of your body, doch for the gufa is called, that's mutter. You're not going to move any muksa. So that's the 8-year also. Lie down on the bed with the rest of the body, move around the straw, and then you could lie down. Avlim hoya all of Meichub Hema, Avlim hoya Meichub Hema, leads through this straw where it's set aside to use for Meichub Hema. It wasn't straw of muksa, it was set aside for Meichub Hema. That's not muksa, you're allowed to touch it then. Oy shoya all of kar oy satim avoy joim. Or else there was a blanket on it before Shabbos, then menaneya biyodoy. You're allowed to even move it with your hands. Shema mina. Now when it says karoy sadin, it's lav dafka, there was a pillow there. It just means if you lie down on top of this bed Friday, before Shabbos one time, you automatically made this straw ice muksa, and it's considered all part of the bed. Therefore now on Shabbos you can move around the straw. This is another right to the Shita. Even though Samazoi straw is muksa, but if you use it once before Shabbos, you just lie down on the straw once, you automatically make a muksa. Now on Shabbos, you can move it by your dying. It's another raya to Rabasi. Shrashi, Oishahoye Olof Kare Sadin, Sheshmi Sheshachov Olof Abayyoyim. You slept on the top of the straw once. V'yafa pish layach l'kachim lo, you didn't set it aside for this purpose. This straw is not set aside for the Shriva. The straw is still aimed to burn with or to make cement with. Even though you weren't a chashav olam to leave it for the bed, but since at one time on Friday before Shabbos you used it once, that makes reis muksa. That's another raya to Rabasi. And we pass nos lekula like Rabasi. Any one of these things, if you used it one time before Shabbos, it's a raya, it's not muksa anymore, and you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. So the morning now, man tana the polig lebi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Who's the Tana that says before, it's not enough even to be miyachrit, but you dafka have to do a maisa, lichur. The other case was where the lulavs came off the tree, and you took it amnat to burn, use it for firewood, so it's muksa. Now on Shabbos, if you want to use it for Shabbos, you have to tie it up before Shabbos, to do a maisa to show you're using it for cheer now. So who's this man, you have to dafka do a maisa. It's not enough, yachid lakach, it's not enough, you start on it, no, you have to do a maisa. So the Mora, Bechanina ben Akiva, goes according to Bechanina ben Akiva. Tehiyosti Rav Dimi Omaziri, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Pamachas Holach Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, Lemokim Echot. One time Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva went to a place, Omotza Charuya Shodekel. He saw, not these branches, palm branches, saw the lulus, Shegodrom Meshumetim, that was cut off the tree, that people wanted to use it for firewood, so the Chura pushed it smuksa. Now, v'yomal hem l'tamida, if he told this tamidim on Friday, to go out now, v'chishvum, and have machshavah, Kedei shenei shevaleim lemocher. Have machshava on Friday that you don't want to use this wood for firewood anymore, but instead you want to use it to sit on. So that was the maizus. L'chur here, Sarayin, just chishim. If you have machshava, you just think about it on Friday, that you want to use it for cheer, but automatically becomes mutter. Oh, but the maizus was, v'lo yedan, I don't know, if e beis ha-mishtevi, he needed it for beis ha-mishtev, for chasno, for big simcha, or beis ovel heavy, or else they needed this chair, they needed this branches to sit on for beis ovel. That was the shayla. So, Vice says at the Gemara, mi dekoma, vibalti as a sofik, e beis ha-mishtev, e beis ovel heavy, that is a special heti here. Hey, the reason why he was mako for his tamidim, just have machshava think that you want to use these woods for sitting. Why was he mekel? Because they wanted to use it on Shabbos for big tzarech, either for beis hamishta, for chasnam, or else they want to use it for beis oval. That's why he was mekel. So the who the cook beis oval heavy is dafka beis oval or beis hamishta. Only these two places was he mekel on the tamidim to make a reis muksa with machshav alone. The treaty, because it's a big tirda to take care of these things before Shabbos. Aval hocha, but a normal private person, if he has this branches that he cut down material to use for firewood, so the muksa. Now, if you want to make it a muksa, if you want to be able to use it on Shabbos to sit on, is dafke kosharin. If you tie up the branches now and do a maisa, that's when it's mutter. Abulay kosharloi. But if you don't tie it up, it won't be mutter. It was only a special heter over here because it was a beis hamishta. But not for beis hamishta, beis ovel, you'll have to do a maisa kesher. The treaty, since they needed so many branches, like a chas, they need a few hundred of them, so if I tell them to tie them up, there won't be enough time for it to tie them up. There he was the sheet holds that to make something like smuksa, you have to do a maisa. You have to tie up the branches to show you want to use the branches. Omer Rav Yehuda, Machnis Adam Mole Kuposai Ofor, a person could bring into his house on Friday a whole basket full of dirt, V'yoyse B'kol Tzorkai, and then on Shabbat you could use this dirt for any purpose you want, like we had before. Dirt in time of Gemara used to use, if they had spit on the floor, some dirt on the floor, they would take the dirt and throw it on top of the spit. So if you brought in the dirt al manas to use in the house, so it's not muksa, it's usable, and you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. Trashi machnis mole kuposay offer. Lechases boitsoyah, to cover up the dirt, the schmutz, or else for right, the spit. Omaro offer bebeisoyah, laorit, you'll have to throw the dirt on Friday in the ground, on the floor. Venoit letom lechot sarkov. The whole Shabbos, anytime you need some dirt, just pick up the dirt and move it and use it. So the Gemara Dorish of a Mazutra, Mishmei the Mazutra, Rabban, Fenim Mazutra Rabban, Vu Sheyachin le Keren Zovies. When you throw the dirt on the ground Friday, it's not enough just to throw it out all over the karka. You have to put it away in a special place. You have to make it keren zovius. Make one big pile for it. That's when it's mutter. What's the svaros of drashi? Vushe yachel keren zovius. Tehevei kemuchen v'yoymi lekach. If you set it aside in one special place, then we say, this is not part of the ground. It's not bottled to the ground. It's a special pile that you're going to use to cover up dirt. If you just threw the dirt down in the middle of your house, lemedrish raglayim, where people trample over, hareyu botla gabi karkoyes, didn't so much botla to the ground, habayis. Or muksa biyosar, it's like a chelik of the bayis then, that you pick it up on Shabbos, it's muksa. At the times of the Gemara, they didn't have rugs, they didn't even have a floor like we have. So they had dirt floor. So now if you put the dirt in the middle of the floor, so it's aimed to step on, and right to be botla to the ground. So that's muksa. If you want to use the dirt, you have to bring it in on Friday and put it in a special corner. You wouldn't have to have a special corner. Anytime you bring in a pile of dirt into your house, hamanas to use it, it's not aimed to trample and come bottle to the ground. If out the floors are carpets now. So if you bring it into the house, hamanas to use it on Shabbos, it wouldn't be muksa. Omru rabbonin kaimid rapopo. Keman kav shimon gamliel. This goes like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Drashi Kerev Shimon, the Shari B'machshav B'yalma, that he's matter when you have muksa before, when you have these branches, now muksa, abi you have machshav alone to use it on Shabbos, to sit on, it makes race muksa. Shein maisa machiyach shein malas tzrochet. Here also, all you're doing is just bringing in this big barrel full of dirt. You didn't do a maisa to the dirt to show you want to use the dirt. just you brought it in with machshava, you saw it now on Friday, you're going to want to use this dirt on Shabbos, that's enough to make a nice muksa. And the chur goes like a shulman gamliel. So the mardik rabbanon, this is if it goes according to rabbanon, for am ribina maisa. The rabbanon before said, when you have something that's muksa, you have to do a maisa to make a nice muksa. So where's the maisa here? Bina maisa. Omru lahu, rav topen name, could be here, it's different. Afkidu tamer rabbanon. Even if you want to say it goes according to the rabbanon, that before the Rabbanan said if you bring in the branches that you cut off a tree, you could only use it on Shabbos to sit on if you did a Maisa. If you made a Kesha, you tied it up before Shabbos. Over here, they'll still be Mekel. Ad kan loy kamer Rabbanan debina Maisa, elemidi devara vidi be Maisa. Something that's possible, that's able to do a Maisa with. The Moshe like branches. If you want to sit on branches, it's very nice to tie them up first. It's a better seat. So since there's a maisa to do, to branches, he holds, when you make a nice muksa, only if you do the maisa. If you don't do the maisa, it still remains muksa. Avo midi deloy bar mevda de maisam, but something that's not aimed to do a maisa to, like dirt. There's nothing to do to the dirt right now. Loy, there you don't have to do a maisa before Shabbos. As long as you add machshava, everybody's masking, it's enough. Drashe dva mevad maisa. Shebein maisu, it's just something that you could do a maisu to. Sheyochel asas ba maisoi chocho. Mashen came dirt, there's no maisu you could do to it. Just bringing it into the house alone is enough. See, everybody is masking. Abi, you brought the dirt in before Shabbos with a machshava to use it. On Shabbos, that's enough. So tomorrow, this svara, neimik tanoi. Let's say this svara is a machlekes tanoi. If something that's not a bar maisa, if you need a maisa. Why? Allah is like this. B'chol chofen es hakelim. You're allowed to like clean your kelim with any type of material. Shrashi chofen means b'shashifin, like shine the kelim. Es hakelim b'shavas atachtachon. You have your plate, you got finished eating, you want to like wipe it or shine it with a cloth, you're allowed to shine the kli. Chutz mikli kesev. Achutz from silver. Silver you can't polish or shine on Shabbos. B'gartikun. With gartikun. So Shrashi chutz mikli kesev. B'gartikun kimin offer. It's a type of a dirt. Shagodel the chavya shayin that grows in the chavyas, the wine barrels. Currently, aluyas. Vulika tikkun kli kesev. This is, it's masakin the kli kesev, the silver kalem. The goroysim, and it smooths it. Shakesev rach, the kesev, silver is very soft. Vumemachek shuav malocha. And when you, like, rub down the silver with this dirt, you're, like, smoothing out the silver. So that's a malochas memachek. Mamachik means you're smoothing out something. So that's also to do on Shabbos. Only silver with this type of material that smooths out the silver. Ha'naser v'chol. Let's say you want to use type of soap or v'chol stam sand. Mutter, you're allowed to use it even on Shabbos, even to clean your pot to silver. Because vice versa, the sand does not smooth out the silver. There's no mamachik. Therefore, it's mutter to do on Shabbos. Trashi avanasa v'chol mutter. The legora le kesef doesn't smooth or move the silver. There's no issa. For the more of a tanya, another brisa says, nasa v'chol osur. No, you can't polish the silver with type of a soap. This soap doesn't mean our soap. It means it could be like a powder soap. That there wouldn't be a shalom b'machik. Our bar of soap you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. Because the bar of soap, when you put the water on it, you're smoothing out the bar of soap. That's b'machik. Now here we're talking about nasa means it's powder. It's powder you could use on Shabbos. Who are the b'chilos type of a sand? There's no shalom b'machik with a sand alone. So this brisa though says, osir, it's also to clean the silver with it. Mashma, so my love, what's the machlokes here? One brisa says you're allowed to use this nasta, this type of a powder, or chol, the sand, to clean the silver, and one says you're not allowed to. Is my love okay if lugi? The masav bina maisa, masav le bina maisa. His other meaning is this type of a soap and this chol is not megara the silver. It doesn't smooth out the silver. So if the isim machlokes smoothing out something, there's no issue here. So what's the shailah? Is this a muksana? Like this chol means sand. Who said you did something to the sand before Shabbos to make a nice muksa? That's the machlekes. Even though you have das before Shabbos to use the sand, one brice old, that's enough. Machshav alone helps. And the other brice says, no, it's still osur. Sand, it's not enough to have das before Shabbos. You want to use the sand, but you have to do a maisa. And even though sand is not something that's possible to a maisa, but brice says, you have to do it for something. You have to put it in a special bag and say, now this bag is special for Shabbos. Says even though it's not able to do a maisa with the sand, still you have to do a maisa. So not like we said before, even by offer, which is not able to do a maisa, still you would have to do a maisa. So tomorrow, no, there's no right from here. Loi, I'll tell you the kula yalma loi bina maisa. No, everybody holds here, you don't have to have a maisa. Since sand or dirt is not something that you do a maisa with, you don't have to have the maisa. Well, like Kasher, a bazoyet shver, what's the machlekes in the braisa? One braisa says you're allowed to use this soap to clean this silver, and one braisa says you can't. If everybody holds it's not muksa, so what's the shaila? And for the Gemara, hor Reb Yehuda, to yom adova sheni miskavin osar. Hor Reb Shimon, to yom adova sheni miskavin muta. The Torah says like this, that when you clean the silver with this type of polish or this type of choil, it's not 100% zichi yabim amachit. It doesn't have to happen. It's only a suffix. Sometimes you do smooth it out, sometimes you don't smooth it out. Now, it's about when you're polishing it on Shabbos, you're not mechavin to smooth out the silver. Because even though there's a bump in the silver, when you smooth it out with this choil, it's not 100, it's not a sick ratio, it has to smooth it out, and you're not mechavin to smooth it out either. So therefore, according to Rav Shimon, Adava Sheni Meskavin is mutter. That's why a lot of polish the silver on Shabbos. Mashenken, according to Rav Yehuda, since it's possible that you will be mamachet, will smooth out the silver, and even though you're not mechavin for that, Rav Yehuda holds Adava Sheni Meskavin is also. So the machlokes is only by nasar and choil, which is not a psik ratio. Mashenk in the first material of the gartikun, that's a more a harder substance, that's like a psik ratio. If you polish the silver with that substance, you'll vadai smooth out the silver. So since it's a psik ratio, even Rav Shimon is moyer there it's also. Because there, even though Eina Meskavin is mutter, it's only mutter, where it's not vadai, it'll take place. But where it's a psik ratio, why they happen, even Rav Shimon is made this also. That's the chilut in the two cases. Gur the key is vadai to smooth out the silver, it's also. Mashenke nasta v'chul, it's not vadai, so it's not a psik ratio, it's only totally, even though you're not mechavin, is ain't a mechavin, also or not. Rav Yud holds all over, dover shenim mechavin is also. So that's Shana Brice, that's also. Rav Shimon holds muta, therefore it's muta. So the Gemara b'maya kimta. What are you making the kimta here? Loho dishori, the Brice that says it's muta, Rav Shimon. That goes according to Rav Shimon and holds Dovah Sheni Meskavin is Mutter. Because the Gemara Bezoi Eim is Sefer, this Brisa says, Avoloi Yichayf Behem Sarai. You should know on Shabbos, if you want to wash your head, you're not allowed to use this Nasir Achil. You can't use this type of a soap or this type of a Achil, this type of a sand to scrub your head with. Why not? Because the Shaila of you pulling out your hair. These things pull out the hair, so you're afraid if you rub your head on Shabbos with this sand is going to pull out your hair. That's why it's awesome. For the Markash Revi Reb Shimon, if this price goes according to Reb Shimon, is Mishrish Kashari. According to Reb Shimon, it should be Mutter. Why? Because when you rub your hair with this substance, with this soap, or this sand, are you mechavin to pull out your hair? Avadi not mechavin. So it's totally, if any mechavin is Mutter or not. The Tanan, we learned to Farish Halacha. Nozir. A Nozir's Halacha, a whole week around, a Nozir, not after Shabbos.